Blog Talk Radio.
You won't keep feeling like a foreigner, daddy.
It's been too hard the way we were. Malay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Romney bear witness and we testify there will never be a God but Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have sent us all the books, and the final book he have sent us is Al-Quran to clean up the books so human beings can have a good guidance in their life, because these other books have been messed up by people. They have been corrupted by people. He just went off that. He have been corrupted by people. Yeah. So they went off.
This why it went off.
Huh? I don't know. It went off.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Once the news goes off, you get ready to talk to the people. If I were you, I would just start in with a prayer. Because you put yourself first. Then you go into.
Oh, you put narcissism first.
Don't do what?
Narcissism.
No.
Sorato Lenina Andro Lehim Kori Magduria Lehim Waladori Amen. We'll seek protection with our love from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who's been cast out in by with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds, most gracious, the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed down favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We greet the audience in the best of the greeting. Whenever a prophet or messenger was missing, they greeted the people in peace, and that's still the best greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting match this greeting. But assalamu alaikum simply means God peace be upon you. So we're here again on this Rock Talk radio station. Continue to call the people back to the oneness of God. That Allah is one who lives and he never died. He never was a baby. And he never had no baby. Allah is one who created creation. And he created creation to test the human being in this creation with the creation that he have put the human being over. His human being is one who submits his or her will to do the will of God. That is his human being. And the highest form of human being is the word Muslim, a mu'min, a true believer. That's the highest form of human intelligence that any human being can have. So we are here tonight on the Bible Talk radio station, coming out of California, under the sponsor of Amin Muhammad, who sponsored Sister Claire Muhammad School and other things that he funds to keep this show, keep this program alive. So we're here tonight, we're talking about to remove all racial image horses, and at the same time, talking about a solution to our problem. A solution to our problem is reparation. Reparation is money that we worked for and didn't get. Well, we didn't, some of them we didn't work for, but our ancestors worked for it, and they didn't get. We built America. And now we want our share. And in order for us to get our share so we can compete with the other people in the world, we shouldn't be so far behind everybody else, but we are. Excuse me. So in order to catch up with everybody else, we have to have money. We were put in this situation not by a friend, but by a lazy enemy. Anytime somebody worked you without paying you, the one who worked you without paying you is a lazy, no good, ungodly, disrespectful human being. If he worked you, he worked out of stuff and didn't pay them. And then at the same time, he mistreated them, did some horrible thing to us as a people. We don't want to remain. We just want our fair share so we can get a shot. We can get a start of on doing and make things happen with us uniting, working together. So we need a start. Creation is that start. But to get all the distrust away from each other, we have to remove that image, a false image of God that the people put in the world to divide and conquer. And that's exactly what happened. We have been divided and conquered by an evil, wicked-minded, ungodly, of people that will trick themselves. Anytime you tell people that God came in their image, you just trick them people. You just hustle those people to become the worstest people that this planet can produce. Because if you believe God came in your image, then you see everybody else is your servant. You see everybody else should be working for you because Big Daddy, God, have let you come in his image, in his likeness. So that make you a better person. And that's why Allah says don't make no image of him. Because all this, if you give anybody an image and put those people, that image up over the people and it look like other people and don't look like your people, you're going to come inferior because especially they got all the laws on their side. They got everything. They got the skyscraper. They got all the jobs. They got all the factories. They got everything that you need. But they didn't get it like they earned it. They used the people that they walked on to help punish those things. Like most of the jails in America were built by African-American people. They supported them jails with parking tickets, speeding tickets, on any kind of ticket them people will put on you and tell lies. They come to get your money, lock you up and then threaten to keep you in jail for a long time till you came up with the money to get out. In slavery, many of us bought our freedom. We said we bought our freedom, but what kind of freedom that you bought that they can take back? You ain't had no freedom. You could walk around them and go certain places they allow you to go, but you ain't paid for no freedom. Because if you paid for the freedom, they wouldn't be walking over you. They would mistreat you. So they, it's a hoax. It was a lie. It was a trick. This man paid slave master for his freedom. No, they ain't nothing but a trick they gave us. Nobody in African America, in America, has any or hardly any solid freedom. Because freedom do mean responsibility. If they catch you out there on a farm being responsible, raising chicken, cows, lamb, and goat, they'll pause your chicken and lamb and goat because they know ain't nobody going to come after them for doing that. So we ain't had no freedom because if we shoot one of them, even though they own our property, if we shoot one of them, then we got to go to court and pay all kinds of lawyer fees just to get out for something they can do anytime they got ready. They catch you on their property, they can blow you away, hang you, or whatever. Ain't nothing going to be done to them. But let you catch them on their property, you stealing an apple, or let one of them be stealing an apple, or stealing a cow or chicken, and you shoot one of them. They going to lock you up for shooting that gun, and they going to lock you up for shooting one that's like look like them. They going to do that. The law do not work in your favor. That's what they're telling you, because they are God, and you are the devil. You are the one that's supposed to be mistreated. You are the one who's supposed to come in last place. You are the one that they have chosen to, and to show you they are like that. You show me where Caucasian people or any light-skinned people like to see you happy. They don't like to see you happy. If they would love to see us happy, they wouldn't be throwing women down and shooting them with electric guns, pregnant women down. They don't care what they showed on TV that these two women in Florida called the police on a man called the police on this supposed to be man from the islands. Called the police. The police got there and throwed that woman on the ground and locked her up because he when somebody done did you like that, you'll be upset too. You'll be a little hyper too. But they locked her up and for nothing, locked her up for nothing and put her in jail because saying that she hit the police in the face. There's nowhere on the camera showed that. Showed she fought the police, nowhere on the camera. They got body camera. So they lie. And we are told that the police can tell a lie. They can lie to you. They can trick you. But so where is the freedom at? If they can lie on you at any time they get ready, you're resisting. They beating they putting your hand or arm around your back and beating you to death and said you resisting, hitting you all in the face with their fists. So Allah said he would never change our condition. Until we change in African America, we need to change our hearts about each other. We need to be on the same page of what's right and wrong with each other. Today, they say that two of the judges, they were now two of the judges going to vote against Social Security. They want to take all the million people that's on Social Security off. People who are paid into it all these years, their grandmama and stuff done paid into it all these years. They gonna take them off. This is what Donald Trump told them to do. So this is the kind of evil man that people love. They love this evil man. Yeah, and we might say buried evil, but he ain't trying to cut out Social Security. He's trying to keep our Social Security, and we can deal with him on down the line. But Donald Trump has told the people to buy all the rental places up and buy all the land, the houses up, and rent them back to the people and charge them a crazy amount of rent, and you can get rich. And that's true. When you're paying $1,200, $1,500, $2,000 a month for rent. So if you get a three-bedroom apartment and you got five, six children, how in the world are you going to afford to get a rental place when a three- or four-bedroom costs almost $3,000? So they know what they're doing. Huh? They know how to shrink the population. They know that's why they build these small cars. They know if you've got a small car, that means you keep a small family. And they can control the small family. They know that. That's why they build these little cars. Well, they don't want you to be comfortable. They don't know a station wagon where you put eight and five and six, seven, eight children. And we as a people, we've been having a large amount of children. They don't want that. If you have a large amount of children and all of them go to college and all of them get a high education, then you might have an attorney, you might have a lawyer, you might have a doctor. That's power. They don't want that kind of. They don't want your family having that kind of power. Educated, then you can. Then you got that kind of power. You're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a scientist, you're a business maker. Your business owner, they don't want that. That's too much power. They want all the power. So this Block Talk Radio station comes on to point out where the problem lies. It lies in their image. False religion. Any religion that tells you that God, we are in the image of God, any book that says that, that is a powerful lie if people swallowed it. And we know lies have broke nations down, brought government down, have destroyed family, have caused people to lose their job, caused people to lose their freedom. A lie. And those are some of the major lies that we find in Scripture. And when you tell people those stories in the Bible and when you listen to them, it don't make sense. And then you go tell somebody those lies, and they try to make it make sense. You have trouble. You got trouble with that person. So praises be to Allah. We're here tonight on the Block Talk Radio station calling people back to the oneness of God. And that's our only intention, that we want to see everybody come back and worship God in spirit and truth, and then we can have one world. One community. You ain't got to change your religious label to Muslim or Jew or Christian, but you'll be changing to the oneness of God, and that oneness of God means that all of us are correct. We make mistakes in our religion. How can you make a greater mistake than to say God is a man? God sent somebody to die for your sin. You know that don't make no sense. So all of us, we say we worship God in spirit and the truth. And you say you love Jesus. We say we love Prophet Muhammad. We love Moses. You say you love Moses. So why that can't we work together? Huh? But when you say Jesus is God and hold a picture of a European up and the Bible do not describe him as a European, it describes him as an African American. And we know that Polk, he played to the black Madonna. And he goes in the basement and prays to the black Madonna, which they said Christ Jesus was born in Africa. He was born in Africa. So the book described him as an African. So no matter what he looked like, they don't have a picture of him. And we ain't trying to put no picture up that we know is not him, because we know ain't nobody had no camera taking his picture on the day or days he was here on earth. We know that nobody has the true picture of him. So we should be worshiping God and try to see the works that they did. That's what Jesus did, the works. Prophet Muhammad did good work, and Moses did good work. No matter how they look, they were human beings. And human beings represent human beings. So that's what we are pointing to, that all of the prophets of God, all the men it was of God that Allah sent from Abraham, from Adam, the first man, to Prophet Muhammad, the last prophet, they were all human beings, and they all came making people human beings. So that is the word for the day. So if anybody else have anything else they would like to say, any questions, anything they want to share with us, please match one and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We are here to bring the truth, nothing but the truth. So help us, God. Help us, Allah. So anybody else would like to share in this great work that we are trying to do here tonight, please join us by match one and come into the queue. Okay, nobody will match one. I guess I'll bring my brother up, our other cohort worker here, Suja Muhammad. I'm seeking to get him to come up. I've turned his mic on. Assalamu alaikum, brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, brother Suja.
Well, like my salam.
Okay, well, I hear you, so I know they hear you too. So you got it, my good brother. I assalamu alaikum back to you.
Well, like my salam. Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah. All praise is due to Allah. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, is God's service. And we like to give all the believers the greeting, the peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah for this time where we can say a few words that in reference to ideals and falsehood has been put out to believe in something that is untrue about a prophet of God, about God's prophet. That's a whole lot of nerve to lie on God's prophet, you know, to give God's prophet a false image. I mean, you got real bad intentions. If a person changed the word and give to the people's lies in reference to a righteous man and establish that righteous man as one of the worst things you can say in reference in relationship with God, is saying that God got a partner. is saying that there's another God, there's another God. When they say that God had a son, and as it happens, they're saying that there's another God. But they don't have to wait on that. I don't have to try to explain that. They openly coming out and saying that Jesus is God. Looking at the television today. You know, and they want to claim that they are progressing. They want to act like they really is doing something. And they're lying all the time. It's a lie. And they want to seem like they are competitive. They're out front in the world. That they are being successful in the world today. And they're lying on Jesus. Jesus never said that he was God. Never did Jesus said that he was God's prophet. I mean, he was God's son. Excuse me. That he was God's son. Or that he was God. That's an outrage. And when you tell the truth, I sit up and watch the argument that they put forth. Person that's bringing people's truth. To really save the liar. Really, that's going to give the liar an opportunity if the liar sees that they're making a mistake, they done a big wrong, if they had any kind of fear in God, they should be glad to see us bringing the truth to the people, clearing up that lie that was told. But they're afraid. They're afraid to come on this little line right here, the Vox Talk that we got. They're afraid to challenge us, brother. That's when one dude gets some nerves, they come on the line cursing because they want you to put them off. They don't want to leave. They want you to put them off. They want to act like they got nerves. They got something. But they do it in a way where they know they're not going to be there too long because they come in cursing. They come in acting real vulgar and disrespectful. See, that's saying, I don't care. I want y'all to run me off. And then they're going to kind of show you what Jesus is God. So if we run them off, then we're not giving them a chance to prove that Jesus is God. This is the way they got to come, brothers and sisters. They know that we gonna stand up against that lie. We don't want them to leave. We want them to keep talking. That's just like they don't want a person with the truth on the television. They don't want that person on the television telling the truth. The whole thing that they got on TV is fake. It's lies. It's deception.
They're trying to shape your mind up and shape your understanding to something that's not real.
Jesus died for your sin.
Now, in that common sense, to see a man getting killed, see a man getting nailed on the cross, that person didn't just die. That's one thing. I mean, it's an obvious lie. He loved the sinner so much that he gave his life. He died. Let's show you the love that he had for the sinner. He give his life. His only begotten son. Look at the love that God has for you. And they done murdered the man. They done nailed the man on the cross. They done put thorns in his head. His head is bleeding. And they nailing his feet with nails. And the man ain't dead. I can see they shot the man in the heart and killed him, and then nailed his body up there. They nailed his body up there while he's alive. That's torturing, brothers and sisters. To nail a live man on some wood and hang him. And set him up and let him hang up there. And he ain't dead yet. Boy, that's painful. If that's real, that's a painful way to die. Painful way to die.
Man. That make you want to cry.
Yeah. And they want to tell a lie that he did that for us.
we weren't even back there.
I mean, if the people let these people get away with something like that, you need to get the punishment that you get. You know, if you sit up and believe a lie like that, and try to say that you in a religion, that you got a religion, and see the same religion that they in, the people is robbing them. Boy, that's the worst thing a person can go through is being a Christian.
Yep.
Lord have mercy.
After they go through it, they send the children through it. That's terrible, brothers and sisters.
That's terrible.
This is this idea that they give, this other religion that they give of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the people take on that belief and go to church every day and sing and cry and try to pass that on to other people. That's shame.
Get mad if you don't believe.
Lord have mercy.
Things are wrong.
All we can do is just try to help them.
Yeah, just try to help them.
We don't want to make it worse for them. What they think is that we trying to make them Muslim. All we trying to do is help you. Man. So, man, look here. That ain't real.
Yeah, just think about it.
Right now, you can't see. You don't understand.
Blind.
Somebody lying to you. Can't you see that they got, I mean, it's so many obvious things going on. Can't you see that they got the same person that had us in slavery, they got him, they got one of them up there as God, as the Son of God? Can't you see that?
They don't know what it's talking about, kissing.
And you ask them, is that Jesus? I said, man, look here. Everything about your religion is false.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Oh, yeah.
They got to make up something for every question you ask them about their religion. Every time you ask them a question, they got to make up something that ain't real. They got to tell another lie. And they got the nerve to say that we got a false religion. They got the nerve to say that Islam is false. That Prophet Muhammad is false. They got their nerve. The only real religion is the Bible. It's Jesus. If you want to be saved, you got to believe, you got to go through Jesus. And believe that that's your Lord and he died for your sins.
Hmm.
Man, I don't have, there ain't no threat to me. When I'm talking to a Christian, there's nothing that they can say that would challenge me. I mean, just a little bit. They can't challenge me just a little bit. When they try to tell me that Prophet Muhammad is false, he's a pedophile and all that stuff. And that the Prophet Muhammad, he's not a real prophet, and the Quran is not a real book. That little talk right there don't bother me at all. All them lies that they got, man, that don't bother me at all. They can't smear our religion. Islam. And here we are going out of our way trying to help them. We are obeying God by going out our way trying to help them. It's trying to bring them the truth. I mean, that's a beautiful thing. To try to help a person going to fight you all the way. That's true love. That's true love. We love Jesus more than they love Jesus.
Yeah. When you know
we're standing up fighting for Jesus. The respect and the dignity for Jesus more than they are. Oh man, I just you can sit on the television, on YouTube, and everything they got is about Jesus. Everything.
Everything.
You know, Jennings, you know, he's one of them false hypocrites. that think he ahead of everything.
Wait,
he had that line and got the people in the church by the groves, by the crowd.
Wait a minute now.
He in California now.
Gino Gina?
He in California now. That's his last trip. He in California teaching the people there in California. That lie.
Yeah, but ain't he got the women in long dresses? Has he got the women in long dresses?
So, brothers and sisters,
Suja.
Thank Allah. Huh?
You hear me? I said, don't Gino Gina got
women
in long dresses? Huh?
I'll say that again.
Don't he have the women in long dresses?
Wait just a minute.
Gino Gina.
Wait just a minute. My phone went off.
Okay.
Excuse me. Oh, say that again.
Don't he have women in long dresses?
Gino Jennings have the women dressed up like Nation of Islam Muslims.
So
he got them dressed up like that.
And he talking against homosexuals.
He talked against false worship.
He said that all the other religions are false except here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got some nerve.
Yeah.
Don't he say
all praise is due to God?
He always say all praise is due. I mean, you can see that he's using the language of Islam, you know, and at the same time, he called himself attacking Islam. He called himself attacking the nation Islam, but you know, he's scared to attack Islam. He called himself attacking the nation Islam. He had some debates.
He challenged the Pope,
and he challenged the Christianity. You know, he challenged.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. He's saying that he got the only real. See, he's supposed to be the top man now.
He's
supposed to be the top man in Christianity now.
Yeah, well,
he's supposed to have something. He knows more about the Bible and about Jesus than other Christians.
He
beating down the other Christian and saying that they don't know what they're talking about.
he do talk about the Christmas tree and the rabbit and all that foolishness.
Yeah.
It's all of heathen.
And at the same time, he holding up Jesus as God.
Yeah.
that's real ignorant. Real ignorant,
that sounds
brother.
Like to me.
I was looking at him today where they got they say that it was showing how many peoples that had a strong hate for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we don't
have a strong hate for him, and you know they want to hurt him. They want to hurt him. You know, and him and his brother is going back and forth with each other.
his brother is saying that Jesus is not God in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fighting his brother, you know, his brother's saying that Jesus is the Son of God. And he's not God. Either, you know, and his brother was with him. I think that's his brother.
Yeah.
He was with him. He was with Geno Jennings, but he left him and started his own thing. And they at it. But he gonna fall real hard because all this material wealth is building up. He got places everywhere.
Yeah.
He got a whole lot of material wealth now.
Yeah. He got
a whole lot of block. Yeah. It's a whole lot of people that's following them, especially African Americans.
Wow.
And they followed him.
They think you're right. They think they got something.
They followed him because he mixed Christianity and Islam together.
It attracts
them because they saying that this Christianity and it's more like the Christianity in the Bible, but it's more like it, but they're all just you can't tell walking down the street, you can't tell them from us as Muslims.
Yeah. They appear to be believers, but the understanding that they got is oppressing them. It's confusion, exactly. The understanding they got is confusion.
Yeah, he got African American and Caucasian.
He got Caucasian. Yeah. They are setting up their two other nationalities.
Yeah,
His form of Christianity, the which is another form, is growing faster than the other ones. The idea that Jesus is the Son of God. His presentation is converting more peoples, you know, than the other form of Christianity.
Yeah.
He's dangerous.
But the church is pimping the believers.
The church is pimping the believers, and what a woman shouldn't wear this, and a man shouldn't wear this in the church, and he talking against the preachers that is call himself speaking in tongues, and he's showing how all these preachers ain't doing nothing but robbing the peoples. You know, all they set up for these big TD Jake and all of them, all they set up for is just to rob the people.
No, he didn't. You
know, he claims that he got a better understanding of the Bible than anybody. If it ain't from the Bible, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So he don't know the Bible. Somebody give him a challenge.
They had another church.
Him and his brother. His brother can go right straight to a scripture.
Yeah.
Anything you talk about, his brother can go to it in the Bible.
And go to it in the Bible.
Yeah, his brother's sitting right down there with him. See, I think that's his brother.
That's his brother.
The one that reads. Now he was just telling us that his mother just had a stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot. I feel a lot. Look over, watch over.
Yeah.
You know, and thing. she had one before, he said, and she came out of it. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's dragging. Her speech is dragging, you know.
Yeah.
So he brought that to us, you know, so we can feel sorry for him. Naturally, you're gonna give, you know. He's using everything, you know, to make you believe in him and that lie.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, he's missing this.
For a person, mother that's had a stroke, and for them to keep on teaching that same thing, it makes it seem that what they got is real. Because a person would think to himself, how could a person be lying and their mother is having a stroke?
Yeah,
you know, yeah, so they think that convinces them that what he got is real.
Yeah.
He said that if the Pope can convince him that what they got is true, that he'll give up his wife and everything, give his wife up.
Yeah, I heard that. He said he stand up against the Pope.
He said he'll become a Catholic.
He stand up against the Pope. So like I'm saying, you don't hear too much about these other preachers no more. T.D. Jakes out there because they got something false on him.
Yeah,
He's going with a man.
He bringing a whole lot of homosexuals on this. On top of blessing the homosexuals on this show. Yeah.
So he got to get some attention. So they can't get the attention for the people from TDJ from what he's teaching. They can't get that. He can't get no attention. So they got to come with him with something fake, something false.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the psychology they're using now.
Okay, yeah.
They tell you that a person is dead. They tell you that a person is dead. He died, and they show you his funeral. And they give you they did that with Mike Tyson. They did it with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm.
They did that with a whole lot of people. Said that they had died. And they show you the whole process on the TV, on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you keep on doing the research on it. And they say it's a hoax. It's a hoax that is not real, but they got some attention.
They
got your attention of that person, and you want to check them out a little bit more, you know, because what's gonna come to you is that I can't believe. That I was believing that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that they are doing that. And then you're going to be looking them up and researching on him, you know, and you're going to be finding out that he got all these people, he's teaching all these people, and you're going to be looking at what he's teaching and all that different things, and it's going to make you believe in him a little bit more.
Yeah,
they got to come that way. They got to come that way. They can't come in from what he's teaching because it's just an outright lie about homosexuals and things.
Oh, where you said they got to win the trust of the people?
Yeah,
ain't nobody Somebody
trying to catch him alive. Well, if they catch him alive, then the people got to trust somebody.
But these people here, these people ain't nothing but devil.
Nothing but devil.
You know, the whole Christianity is a lie. The whole consent that they're given is a lie.
No, because you say what you say, a lie can't be proved.
What?
Can't be proved.
No, that's right.
You tell a lie, you can't. You got to
you
tell
can't
two,
prove
three
it.
Lies.
There you go. You got to tell another lie.
So you got to tell other lies to prop that up. Yeah. But the truth can be proven.
Yeah.
The truth makes
it. It's going to set you free. You're going to start thinking for yourself.
Yeah, make it, and it's going to make you feel better about yourself in the situation. That's what the truth do.
Absolutely. That's what the truth does. That's right. That's right, brother. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Boy, I'm telling you, the peoples, African American peoples, you can see how powerful they were.
Yeah.
Back in history, I was talking to my wife about that, and that they gonna have to be careful now, because you can see they was creating everything. They were doing everything.
Yeah.
They had everything.
Yeah,
they had people believe that they was God, but what's happening right now? Is that they're getting right back into that seat again, but they got to be real, real careful.
Yeah.
They got to be real careful, because they will set themselves up as God again.
Again, yeah. And that's what happened.
Allah had to take us through some fire first, man, and all the purify.
Yeah.
I remember the email said, fire, purify. It's purify. It makes the solids go back to the solids, the liquid go back to the liquid, the gases, take the gases away from, and say that fire purified. So Allah had to take us through some fire.
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't innocent.
I mean, all the pharaohs was black. The whole dynasty of the pharaoh was black. No, we weren't innocent.
You weren't innocent. Yeah, but the Caucasian railroad could take over, so they realized the thing was over.
And you can see how powerful the fire is. We done went through slavery, which is a fire, which is a big fire. We went through slavery, and we don't even hate the slave master. Ain't that something?
That's
some power of fire.
We don't hate nobody.
Left some of us unnatural. We love, Lord, love that man. And then when you point out to love him, people like Clarence Thomas get mad at you.
Allah is God. You can see what he took us through.
Yeah. We were in the fire.
And that some of us is still the way we used to be, the way our forefathers be. So Allah got to take them through the fire. Some more fire. They got to have some more fire.
They got to have more fire, yeah.
Yeah. See, the fire ain't nothing bad. it's really good for us. It's really going to help us.
You can warm me up, you know, everything has a potential. There you go, brother.
Ain't that something?
You can be your thing.
Look what
you
do to me.
As a matter of fact,
yes,
Christian said something about
food
and
water.
That's right, brother. Now, that's a reason.
Yeah.
That's a reason for us to see that. So that alone will keep us from hating fire.
Yeah.
Or put
a marking
fire up as something bad.
But you said,
it cooks
what you
all
said,
our food and all
said,
that other stuff.
What you said when you barbecue, don't put the fire out. Work with the fire.
Don't put the fire out. You use the fire.
You're gonna work with the fire.
Yeah, you got to know how to work with the fire,
and
you're gonna have some good barbecue.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be good.
Y'all told me. I still have to work with the fire.
I mean, God is the greatest. You can see he's most merciful.
Yes, sir.
Everything that he does is good. You know.
That's right. Thank Allah, they give you a brain to thank. And Allah,
it's the most powerful thing. Allah Akbar. And he got his prophets and things to go get them insight, go through some things before we go through it, so we can see.
Yes,
so he can see, and he can bring about our understanding with us and show us how to act.
And how we got to act.
You know. And alhamdulillah. So we won't go back to what Allah is bringing us out of. Alhamdulillah. And see, Allah is showing us that he wants us to be good on our own. He don't want us to be good out of just fear for him, just fear for Allah.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to turn to righteousness because we see the benefit in it, and we see that's the right thing to do.
Long way, bro. You tell.
Yeah. The worst thing you can do is change because you fearful. You know, you want to bring,
mm-hmm.
you want the change to come about because you understand now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand. Yeah. That's the reason we don't hate the Caucasian.
That's
you
right.
know. Because we understand that that's wrong.
That's right.
That's wrong to enslave people and hate people.
Right. Allah tell us what we gonna miss. Allah said, tell us to not to hate. Because if we hate our brothers, then you won't get into paradise.
And you can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, what God wants somebody like that in this paradise?
Right.
You know, you got a whole lot of hate in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You hate.
So that's why Imam said nobody gets away with nothing.
Yeah.
What they done didn't escape off, and they didn't ask for forgiveness from Allah, and it's in your nature to fear Allah. It's in your nature, once you see a rattlesnake, something that can kill you like a rattlesnake, it's in your nature to be conscious of that snake, and you know, outmaneuver that snake. Yeah.
And if you hate a person, and that would make you change, then hate is more powerful than righteousness.
That's right. That's right.
And love, you know, you're making that more powerful, making that more powerful than love and forgiveness and things. So I be a whole lot of time I be wondering why do God want us to forgive this sucker here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do God want? You know, why he telling us to forgive? You know, that he love a man that forgive. You know.
Yeah.
And this sucker done killed my child, or my my brother, or my mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and it says better to forgive than to hate.
I used to hear that all the time. You both that
forgive.
But when I go to court, I look at TV, and the Christian man that killed the guy, like you said, wife or daughter or son, and they just say, forgive him, but
yeah,
I can't forgive him.
If I can
pull the switch on him right now,
yes, sir.
So that right there, the early I realized that those people said they love Jesus, they forgive, they. They ain't nothing but hypocrites and liars.
So
as soon as I kill one of their family members, I'm the black sheep. The black sheep should be killed and burnt. And as soon as one of them killed each other, they call the first thing they do, call that sucker black. Actually, got a black call.
I was looking at that lady in the church.
Uh-huh.
I was telling that little boy that killed 9 people. That good sister was telling them that I forgive you.
Yeah.
I ain't got on that level yet. I ain't got there yet.
You
don't kill all my family, my brothers and sisters, and then I'm gonna forgive you. I think that's been a lot balance that thing off. It's that you have a right. You know, if somebody takes one of your relatives or something like that life, you have a right just to take their life only.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
And that saying, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.
Yeah.
You know. You know because when you forgive a person, you know, they don't took your eye. I don't know whether or not you're gonna be satisfied with that. And you forgive them. You one-eyed, and they got both their eyes, and you don't forgive them.
That's
gonna bother you. I know that'll bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I remember the night that I was cured from all that hatred. I was in Chicago. The man was speaking downtown. The man said nobody gets away with nothing. That took all the hate I had built up in me wanting to get back at those people for what they did to me. They got a brother they looking for. I think they called him. He said he want to kill all white folks.
That's up. I'm telling you.
Wants to really hurt him.
Man, because what they did to us, man, what I know See, most African Americans don't pay attention. They're not really concerned about what happened. They act like, well, they have my anger with. But no, that what they did to us, man, wasn't no people in the world ever that God created. He created us to do each other like that. Somebody made them in that frame of mind to do what they did to another human being.
Yeah. I heard the imam say, Akbar, I heard the imam say that if African American person does something like that to a killer, something like that, and feel that way or think that way, the imam says that he has the right to feel like that.
Yeah.
I remember the imam saying something to that effect that African American people has a right.
Right. But because if a human being like one of them Caucasians had any sensitivity in them for what has happened, like you said, every time they seen a black man, they would ask God for forgiveness for what they did to them.
I can feel a little bit different about them.
Yeah.
You know? But if the sucker walk around here and act arrogant and treat you with disrespect and they done did all that, man, look at him. What you talking about, man? I'm not gonna bow down to that. I ain't gonna admit to that. That means it was hard for me to work for the white man.
Me too.
I'm telling you, and my other wife, my children, Catherine. I told her I had got fired. Then Chicago, cause I whooped the white boy. They fired me, boy. And even Catherine told me. It was hard for me to bring that, tell him I lost my job. She said, Catherine told me that Shuja, you know, won't you go into your own business? And she said, you know, you ain't going to be able to work for them. That's what she told me. She said, boy, I was so happy. You talking about somebody made $5 million.
I got fired a bunch of times. I worked for Anna Comlin Loom. me and the other brother, Anna Comlin Loom. And me and the other brother, his name was Ralph Stewart. His name was 4X. My Ralph 2X. His name was Ralph 3X. And we were working at that. They know us as a bunch of militants. So when the Caucasian, we bid on the job and got it. And we had to work with this Caucasian that never take no bath. But he was just as nice and friendly as he can be. We could work with him.
Yeah.
He had some kind of religion when I'm taking no bath.
That's a shame.
But we were working with him.
That was his religion.
None of them could work with him. Nobody wanted to work with me and Ralph could work with him. We had to take the doves and band them up, and sometimes that banner, that machine that we used to band it up, it would put a little scratch on that dove, the frame to go around the dove, and the boss supervisor, that own part of the plant, came up to me and telling me about this and that, and so while he was talking, a little spit come out of his mouth. And when it did, I told him, man, you spit on me. I slapped before I know. Then the look on his face, the look on his face, I don't believe this Negro slapped me. I hit him again. That was a fence between the working place and the aisle. The working place had a little mat, a wide, looked like a chicken fence. I hit him again.
Yeah.
He hit that and bounced off it. And when he came off, I slammed him again. Wow. Blood was on
everybody.
I whooped the Caucasian farmer that was with me. I mean, pulled him over. He took off right. He's an Akbar down there killing cold dog. The guard came in there. He come in there for to stop it. He said, man, you don't beat that man today. He said, man, you need to get off. You need to run, man. He broke a lot. I thought he bought himself, you know. That's what you got to worry about, them African Americans. They love it. So he said, you need to leave because they want to lock you up, man. So I got in my car.
It's your own brother. They the one your enemy, man.
So we had a conference meeting at the plant. And he showed up, and we were sitting across from each other. And he told his story, and I got him told mine, and I was looking at him, and I said, oh, whip him again. Mr. Akbar, now you calm down. What we want to do, we're gonna mail you, let you know you can come back or not. I wasn't thinking about coming back there. They mailed me a letter and said, no, I've been terminated. I whooped that car, blood, teeth, everywhere.
This Caucasian, it was in early in the morning. It was in the locker room. And he had been flirting with me for a long time, you know. And he flirted, and all the waitresses, they be laughing, and, you know. And I'm straight at telling them, I don't do that. Don't mess around with me. Don't play with me. And so, and he had all the waitresses laughing.
Yeah.
So I had went to work that morning, and me and Catherine had did some arguing. And I was in a bad mood. And we was in there putting on our uniform and down in the locker room. Putting on our uniform, and he did the wrong thing and played with me. Boy, I got on him. And the bus boy was down there too. Everybody changed clothes. Bus said, oh, Mr. Muhammad, don't kill him.
boy, he
went up there and told the food and beverage manager on me. And the food and beverage manager asked me, asked him, did he want to press charges against me? You know, and things like that, you know. And he said no. But the food and beverage manager fired me. Anyway, you know.
Standing up.
Yeah.
They did me. I told they spit on me. I said, ain't no man going to spit on me. They going to take her ass with me.
You got to take that with you. As a reminder. I never did have too much respect for him.
Yeah, me
if I do have respect for him, it's unusual.
Yeah.
It's not there. What's wrong with Judah? What's wrong with him? It's be unusual, you know. He had to be awful nice for me to have respect for him. I'm an old man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do everything I'm supposed to do, stay in my place because I got to work, you know.
Yeah.
Nell did have no respect for him.
They said after that happened, them Caucasians stopped kicking them brothers in the rear when they go into the break room or the bathroom. They're kicking. They can't come up there and kick them. He said after that happened, them Caucasians didn't kick nobody else after that. One of the head Negroes out there, he told me, he said, "Man, he said you might can't come back, but you free this place."
Free it up. Put me out there up front and all to represent them. I said, "Oh man, no, y'all ain't down your own problem."
They
try to do me like that. You always try to get me to stand up for them.
You know, they got me ribbed up. And I went up there. We went to the head boss on the job. Went to talk to him about, you know, they always hiring Caucasians and putting them over us. So I get up there, about 20 of us. I get up there in the office, finna go see the big man. I look behind me, ain't nobody, all of them gone. He said,
"All of them gone."
I didn't want to talk to you about the weather today. One nice day, he said, "Yeah, you always come and talk to me about the weather." I was going to say nothing. Nobody, when did they turn around? So when we had an arbitration meeting about that, the Caucasian man, all the plant manager, all of us sitting in the room with the union steward and all that. And I asked him, I said, can I say what I want to say off the record? They said, "Yeah, Mr. Hackboy, you can say whatever you want to off the record. Just off the record. We nobody write this down." Bill, who was the Caucasian, he's a supervisor. I said, "You know, we got our people out there smoking drugs." I said, and the head supervisor, I said, "You see us Caucasian African-American having a problem, and you won't even try to fix the problem. You let it go on, and then soon as African-American stand up, you want to fire him." And y'all ain't no good. They said the meeting closed right there. They closed. So 2 days later, they give me the truck driver job to be the supervisor.
But you're the supervisor.
They be a supervisor over the brother.
Calm him down, right?
So they come to the. And man, I'm telling you, them stewards, the union steward, one was black, one was Caucasian, African American, and man, they were shaking in their boots.
Indeed, bro. I bear witness to that, man.
They
scared them white folks.
Abdul was crazy.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
But
when you speak up like you do, you crazy.
Yeah.
And I ain't crazy.
I had a cousin. Boy, look at him. He'd take a white boy and mud up. A matter of fact, the police says I'm smart as Jane Ham, and Jane Ham whooped the hell out of him. he whooped two police. He whooped one police. It was a black guy. He was a black guy, though. Excuse me. But that was another time of a police. Got smaller than him and Jay here shot him. And we ran back up the street. They're white police.
That police jumped that fence, though, brother. He jumped that fence. Yes, sir. But it's I had a grandfather whoop the police because the police hit him. And the cousin said, "Don't no man slap me."
Yeah, I know that right.
Yeah. And cousin whooped him, almost killed him, and went to another part of town in Shreveport there. He left Bowie City, and then he went to Motown. That's where we were living at. And they didn't even come over there at it.
And
Cuffin used to train their horses. He trained their horses and things like that. There, they could have easily found Cuffin. Cuffin whipped that police over. No, he shot it. He shot the police. And shot him. and left from Bowie City, and he went to Motown, the community that we stayed in, and he built a house over there, and he had his own garden. Cuffin see some land. You know how land be setting up, and nobody never used it. Cuffin used that land. He'll put his horse out there, his cows out there. He'll break the land up, make a garden and things like that. But he don't have no. He ain't gonna try to find out who land it is and all that. He was setting up there.
He gonna use it. That's
how
it's fun. Yeah.
They call him
Cuffin. I knew it was scary, man. When I went to high school, there was a brother named Lil John and a whole lot of more Muslims. I was no Muslim then, but I was the one went in the ITEL, that's the name of the Jew. I went in the ITEL store and I was in there, and there was a woman in there come. She had 4 or 5 children, and she was trying to buy some lunch to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jew put his hand on the scale and make it cost more. And he didn't have all the money paid for it. And he would talk to us so bad in front of all of us. And I said, Mr. Altair, my daddy told me you're not supposed to talk to a woman like that. He said, "You get out of my store right now. Get out of no good. Before I know, I grabbed him and slapped him. Don't you know talk to him like that again?" I slapped that Jew. Don't you never put my hand all in his face. Don't you never talk to a black woman like that again. I'll throw my arm to kill you. All the people in the line were scared.
They got a man
and I pushed him against his stuff and walked out the store. The football players, we'd be out there gambling with a big football player, and I picked my money up. They said, "Leave that nigga alone. That nigga crazy. That nigga slapped the white man."
That's how powerful that image is. That nigga slapped the white man. Y'all, that nigga ain't got no sense. Leave him alone, man. I was able to stop the
Christian from jumping on the Muslim. I was no Muslim then, but Lil John and there was a Muslim named Busty, and there was a couple of more females was Muslim from the Nation of Islam going to school. And when I did that, I told them to leave them alone. They didn't bother them no more. And me looking
at that was a man named Mr. Sam. Everybody called him Mr. Sam. And he had a store in Motown. I went to the store one day with my mother. And I'm a little boy, you know.
Mm-hmm. I was by what before about 18 or 19, 18, 17, 18. I remember mm-hmm. when Sam got smart to my mother. I used to call my mother my dear.
Mm-hmm.
And he got smart with my mother, you know. And I wanted to do something to him, but my mother wouldn't let me do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did, I was thinking how I'm going to deal with him. And you know, that his place, his store, we used to, before we go to school. Yeah, we were still in school then. Yeah, I was still in school, high school then. Before mm-hmm. we go to school, we used to stop by Mr. Sam, and we used to play records and dance. In the, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
That was our place that we mm-hmm. everybody used to get there early before we catch the bus.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go by Mrs. After he had did that to my dear, and I had to figure out how I was gonna deal with him. And so mm-hmm. I knew when I'm gonna rob this sucker.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, I got a partner. You know, you always know everybody mm-hmm. in the community. We all stuck together there. And I knew Joe, and I know Joe wouldn't talk to nobody. I ain't worried mm-hmm. about him talking if we do something. And so I got Joe. I told him what I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. I told him I want to wait till it's snow, you know, and all the cars will be slipping and sliding, and ain't no cars can be riding on the street. Ain't nobody come after us.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how to get around there in Motown. And so what I did every day, you know, they used to have that latch, like a latch on the door, on Mr. Sam's door.
Mm-hmm.
I had me a wedge or something like a screwdriver, and you had four nails in there. I used to pull those mm-hmm. nails all the way as far as they can go and push them back in there. So, mm-hmm. so, because he used to have a lock on there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he come and open the door, he opened the lock, take the lock out of there and open the door up, you know.
Well,
he didn't see if he had a pull on there, the whole thing would came off. You know, mm-hmm. but I waited in the snow one day. I said, oh, this is a perfect day. I called Joe. And we went in there, and nobody, the community was quiet. Nobody came out the house.
Mm-hmm.
I got Joe, and we put our socks. I've been watching TV, you know. Put our socks mm-hmm. on our hands, get our fingerprints.
I pulled
that old lock off, you know, and went into the store, and he had money in there, in the cash register, and he had all kind of whiskey, gin, and all that. And what we did, we took all that Agba.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a long time going back and forward in that stove. And what I did, we dug a hole and put the all the whiskey and all the gin and all his alcohol down in that hole and put hay in it, mix hay up in there with it, and buried
mm-hmm.
it. You know, and that next day, we came to the store, and I came there, and the police was there, all number of police, and they were looking around, and all the people was there, you know, going to school,
mm-hmm.
and I walked up there, and I said, what happened? What's going on? All the police. I said, what's going on? He said, somebody robbed Mr. Sale. I said, oh, yeah. I said, did they catch him? I said, did they catch him? He said, no, they who did it. So I didn't say nothing. And so what me and Joe used to do, we used to go to another part of town called Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
You know, Hollywood, Cedar Grove, Lakeside. They had all these different places. And there's different sizes of town, different parts of town. Like it is there in Georgia, you know, you got Decatur, and you got the Duluth, different place, Lawrenceville, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it was in Shreveport. We used to sell paints and different things of whiskey. We used to be the alcohol man. You know, that was Mr. Sam stuff. And we had took all his money, every quarter in there we took. You know. And police never did catch nobody. And I used to come every day, speak to Mr. Sam. I act like I had forgot about it. But <you did. laughs> That robbed me.
Well, he ain't back for when he was talking to your mama like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's the only reason. I never would have robbed him, you know, in other ways. I robbed him because he disrespected my mother. That's why I robbed him.
You want to close it out with a prayer, too, John?
Yes, sir. Sure will. I owe the Vlahi man a check time by Gene, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, none of those whom thy wrath has brought down. Now those who go astray,
I mean. Thank you, everybody. Thank everybody. A long white book.